Sonnet 1. From fairest creatures we desire increase, that thereby beauty's rose might never die. But, as the riper should by time decrease, his tender air might bear his memory. But thou, contracted to thine own bright eyes, feedest thy lightest flame with self-substantial fuel, making a famine where abundance lies. Thyself, thy foe, to thy sweet self too cruel. Thou that art now the world's fresh ornament and only herald to the gaudy spring, within thine own bud buriest thy content, and, tender churl, makest waste in niggarding. Pity the world, or else this glutton be, to eat the world's dew, by the grave and thee. Sonnet 2. When 40 winters shall besiege thy brow, and dig deep trenches in thy beauty's field, thy youth's proud livery, so gazed on now, will be a tattered weed of small worth held. Then, being asked where all thy beauty lies, where all the treasure of thy lusty days, to say within thine own deep-sunken eyes, where an all-eating shame and thriftless praise. How much more praise deserved thy beauty's use, if thou couldst answer, this fair child of mine shall sum my count and make my old excuse.